so.
Yeah, I've heard that occasionally.
Yeah, so there's fortunately one. It's not, yeah, there goes another one. Fortunately, it's not making any kind of a traffic problem for us here this morning.
That's good news.
Okay, what do you got there?
Well, it is some kind of traffic problems on the eastbound Ford. Thick, however, no stalled cars, so things are moving along fairly well there. In the southbound Lodge, no trouble spots at this time. The southbound Chrysler traffic from 9 Mile to Davison is kind of slow at this time. And on the southbound Southfield, as usual, the Grand River slowdown. Q information is brought to you by your Metropolitan Detroit Ford dealers. If they'll travel to Kansas City today, they'll be facing the Royals, sending Vern Rule to the mound. Here's a Q-tip. If you're a lifeguard or someone who can teach boxing or gymnastics to kids this summer, there are a limited number of jobs available right now. For information and an application, call 224-1184 today, 9 to 5, or talk to George Moore here at the Q. Q information has been brought to you by your Metropolitan Detroit Ford dealers. Detroit environment becoming cloudy, mild today, high 67. Continued cloudy, chance of showers tonight, low 45. Mostly cloudy, thunder showers Saturday. Right now, sunny, 39 at 8:03. I'm Dave Wall, Q information.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Going on, we're broadcasting this morning from high atop the Uniroyal Tire on I-94. That's right, I'm sitting up here on a tire, kind of telling the Internal Revenue Service to sit on it because it's April 15th. People driving by, some guy in a white Mustang just drove by with a big sign on his window that said, "Hi, Jerry." You make me feel so good, you know. You do, really, you do. It's going to be up here until about 10 o'clock today, so if you're out on I-94, drive by, especially the westbounders, and well, actually the eastbounders this morning, wave, flash your lights, and say hi as you go by, all right? As we say, we'll be up here until about 10 o'clock. It is 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on the St. James Radio Programming from 93 FM, Junior Walker, and the All-Stars of the Motown Gold. Here we go. All-Stars, what does it take to win your love? Here we are, out here on I-94, on top of the Uniroyal Tire, watching the people go by. So many folks came together to put this thing on for us today. A couple of them are Tom Hewitt, who works for Anthony Franco Advertising, who handles a lot of the Uniroyal stuff. And Tom has been a real gem through this entire thing, trying to convince lawyers that, yes, it is okay to do something crazy like this. Al Swope. Hello there. Al Swope and Wendell and Bob from Acme Wiley Cranes and Signs really did a number for us and got this huge 100-foot crane out here, and to them we owe our thanks. And Bob is the man with the golden touch, I'll tell you. He's down there working the controls, making sure I don't end up in Cleveland. Man, has a very nice touch. Don't touch anything down there, please. I'm a young man. And boy, these trucks make a lot of noise. We're going to be out until about 10 o'clock today, so wave as you go by the Uniroyal Tire on I-94.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
The Green Hornet strikes again.
A fiery horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver! The Lone Ranger.
Atomic Boston Space Shooters.
Don't miss the breakfast cereal, beginning Monday morning at 7:40, here at WDRQ.
How do you do one great album after another? Ask Rufus.
Hollywood.
Ask Rufus, the new album from Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan. Ask Rufus, available now on ABC Records.
Appearing in concert at the Masonic Saturday, April 16th. Albums available at Dearborn Music, All Harmony Houses, and also at Hutchins.
Where the hip folks meet.
your tuxedo is? If you want to look good, it's at President Tuxedo. You'll find variety, distinctive colors and tailoring for just $20. And you'll get your choice of a free The Proms The Bomb t-shirt for a 10% student discount. It's your prom, so don't just rent a tuxedo, smash into their knees. Rent a President.
Get your data free. The Prom is the Bomb t-shirt or a 10% discount at President's Tuxedo. Open 9 Monday through Friday. Open till 9 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6. There's one on North Gratiot across from the county building in Mount Clemens.
WDRQ. Don't give up on us, baby. Don't make the wrong seem right. The future isn't just one night.
WBRQ, this is David Soul there. Don't give up on this baby. It's 18 minutes now after 8 o'clock on Friday mornings. George Moore, Jerry St. James out on the tire out there. Having a little bit of problem, but not too much. He will be back. He's going down off the tire now. His problem is he needs some batteries out there. So we'll just keep an eye on the things out there, or keep an ear on things, and then go right into that after we get back here. And now we got the Hot Flash News.
Now from around the world, across the nation, and on top of the Uniworld Tire, time for the Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning, brought to you this morning by the new swinging singles apartment complex in Southfield. It's called the Score Pad.
All right.
In the news here this morning, there are predictions from several experts that Detroit may be in for some power shortages this summer if the weather gets hot enough and people turn on their air conditioners. Governor Milliken is asking all citizens to do what they can to save power. And yesterday, as an energy conservation measure, he called up Mayor Young and asked him to turn off his halo. Speaking of energy, the Detroit Police Department has developed a new patrol car that'll go 70 miles an hour for 2 weeks and never use one single drop of gasoline. The only trouble is it takes six policemen 48 hours to wind it up. I just see the big T in the back sticking out there. The Federal Communications Commission is hearing arguments on whether or not to continue with what's being called the family viewing hour between 7 and 8 o'clock each evening, during which time there is no sex or violence on the tube. The reason it's called the family viewing hour, by the way, is that it's so dull, most Americans would rather look at their family. There was a big rally in Houston, Texas last night where faith preacher Oral Roberts was speaking. And afterwards, the people who attended that rally were really made believers. They went out to their cars in the parking lot and found the parking spaces had healed up. Help me. WDRQ's general manager Tom Mosher got a bit of a shock this morning when he got a letter in the mail that said, "If you don't stop seeing my wife, I'm going to bust your face." Now, the big problem with this is the note was not signed, and now he doesn't know which wife he has to stop seeing. That's bad. Finally in the news here this morning, it was on this day in history, back in 1973, that Harvey G. Figby went through the world's fastest sex change operation. It happened in a revolving door in Buffalo, New York.
W. St. James in the morning. DRQ.
WBRQ Atlanta Rhythm Section ARS. I'm suing to you. 8:22 now. Friday morning. IRS Day, Income Tax Day, whatever you want to call it. Jerry St. James is out there at Union Royal Tire now on I-94 out there at Ford Freeway. And having just a little bit of problem with the microphone out there as of right now. But he will be back as soon as we can get in touch with him as far as getting back on the air. So you, by all means, leave it right here.
This is Alex Haley. Many people have been asking me to tell the story behind Roots. Well, recently I've recorded that story at Warner Brothers Records, a double album that really excites me. This album is as fascinating to look at as to listen to. An 8-page insert presents key documents that identified my African ancestor, Kunta Kinte, and the ship that brought him to colonial America. Also included are treasured photographs, such as the legendary Chicken George. I believe that again and again you will listen to this album as well as look at it, and I hope that it will become part of every American home.
Harmony House invites you to share Alex Haley's experience in his quest to find his roots. Mr. Haley's Warner Brothers 2 record set, Roots, is now specially priced at Harmony House. With 6 conveniently located stores, you know there's a Harmony House close to you. That's why you can't go wrong when you go to Harmony House. How would you like to be discovered and appear on TV? Well, you can if you come down to the Poison Apple Wednesday night, when the Ghoul is holding his Amateur Minute Talent Search. The best acts will appear on his TV show. Bring all your friends for moral support. And who knows, you may be on your way to fame and fortune. If you can't get in Wednesday, then try our Thursday Night Gong Show. This will give you first choice at the following Wednesday show. Live entertainment every night plus disco. The Poison Apple on Ford Road in Westland.
W. St. James in the morning. DRQ.
WDRQ, and back on the air we are. Flies through the air with a grace to V's. Right now, oh my goodness, right now, here we go. The reason we were off for a second was just for a change in our batteries. A lot of equipment up here today is battery powered since we don't have any electricity, but everything is wonderful, and here we are. Now I'm swinging around in midair. Actually, this is not too bad once you get used to it, and I should be used to this probably by 1987. I'm not sure. Are you in the newsroom there, Babushka?
Yeah, I'm standing by, my man.
How's every little old thing?
Well, it's traffic's moving fairly well this morning. Sounds like it out there on the Ford, eh?
You're telling me about traffic?
Well, I can talk about the other locations around the city.
That's true. No, traffic is moving well here on a Ford, and everything is fine. You do the news, and we're going to get back into position here.
Okay, see you in a bit.
Talk to you in a second.
Right now, traffic is slowing down, especially on the westbound Ford at the Jeffries area. It's stop and go in the usual spot on the eastbound Ford, also around the Jeffries area. It's kind of slow on the southbound Lodge at Davison. No unusual traffic tie-ups anywhere else in the city at this time. Here's Q information brought to you by your Metropolitan Detroit Ford dealers. Sunny and 45 degrees right now. There are some strange sights over the skyline of the Shiawassee County community of Durand, northwest of Detroit, last night. 2 police officers were among those who viewed what were described as small cylindrical objects with red light, blue, green, blinking lights going on. Observers say whatever it was stayed near the horizon for about an hour. Officials at Flint's Bishop Airport reported nothing unusual on radar screens. 3 prime movers in Detroit want to raise a level of awareness of gang members by getting them off their turf and into a program called Operation Washington. During the summer, 120 young people will go to Washington to see what potentials are possible if they only want to change.
What they're trying to do is to reach out, and you have to start from somewhere. And if you don't start from somewhere, I think that you're in a big trouble. And I've seen, you know, I've been in a lot of inner city high schools because that's where our recruiting basically takes place. And I've seen that a lot of kids, that if you give them direction, give them love, show them that there is success out there, show them that there are good people, both black and white.
U of D basketball coach Dick Vitale says Operation Washington will take young folks to the nation's capital for a culture interchange, programs designed to help start new attitudes and new attributes. Governor Milliken says Michigan's prison overcrowding problem remains critical. Governor says state corrections officials are anxiously searching for buildings that can be quickly converted to prisons and occupied by this summer. And now, an April 15th reminder, you have until midnight to get your federal income tax returns into the mail. Health officials say that insurance rates are going down, believe it or not. At least with one company, Michigan HMO plans, families with HMO can save up to $100 a year under the overall 16% reduction in premium rates.
The proposed reduction will make our already competitive rates even more so. But of even greater importance, in my opinion, is a subtle but important change in providing health care that has made this proposed reduction possible. The change involves use of preventive medicine, and the HMO approach encourages preventive medicine.
Dr. William Mays, chairman of Michigan HMO, says his organization's designed towards preventative medicine. In other words, if you feel a pain, check it out. Dr. Mays says the program cuts treatment and hospital costs. It's apparently working. That's the reason for the requested rate decrease. The Food and Drug Administration's going ahead with its ban on saccharin used in diet sodas, foods, and cosmetics.
It will ban saccharin from foods and beverages. This carries through on the announcement we made on March 9th. Second, it would ban saccharin in cosmetics that are likely to be ingested, such as toothpaste and mouthwashes, and as a non-medical ingredient in drugs that are used, for example, to make them taste better.
And the FDA's Dr. Kennedy says saccharin will be sold as a non-prescription drug if manufacturers can prove it has medical value and as long as it carries a label warning that it might cause cancer. AFL-CIO President George Meany's declared a nationwide boycott against Coors beer. Meany says the boycott will continue until the Colorado Brewery signs a new labor agreement with workers who've been on strike since April 9th. Now, there may not be a Ford in the number two car company's executive future. Henry Ford II plans to remain on a decision-making capacity at Ford's till 1982, and during those years, he'll slowly turn over power to a three-member executive board.
Well, it's to broaden the perspective of the top management of the company and to create an office in which the three of us can share as chief executives and to broaden the whole perspective. This business, you know, is in the throes of some big changes.
At a board of directors meeting yesterday, Henry Ford would not tell who will eventually emerge as his successor. Detroit's $337 million Renaissance Center officially opens today. Opening day festivities include appearances by Bob Hope and even the mayor of Florence, Italy. I'll have sports and Detroit weather next on the Q. It's 8:32.
You really get more at a Ford dealer. That's no surprise. You really get more.
Get more at your Metro Detroit Ford dealer during his limited edition sale. Like up to 64% off the price of special equipment on a Pinto runabout. The 64% reduction is on a package of equipment that includes an all-glass third door, style steel wheels, two-tone paint, and more. They're all sales priced up to 64% less than traditional sticker pricing if you bought these options separately. There are limited edition buys, too, on other Pintos, Granadas, Mustang 2s, and Explorer pickups. But you gotta hurry while there's still a good selection. See your Metro Detroit Ford dealer now, and really get more.
You really get more at a Ford dealer. That's no surprise. You really get more at a Ford dealer. The better idea, guys.
In sports, Golden State evened their best of three NBA playoff series with Detroit last night, thrashing the Pistons 138-108. Series will be decided Sunday in Oakland. In baseball, Tigers lost to Toronto once again 5-3. They'll open a three-game set in Kansas City tonight. Q information's been brought to you by your Metropolitan Detroit Ford dealers. Detroit environment becoming cloudy, mild today, high 67. Continued cloudy, chance of some showers tonight, low 45. Mostly cloudy, thunder showers Saturday. Right now it's sunny, 45 at 8:33. I'm Dave Wall, Q information.
WDIQ, Detroit. Thank you.
Joe Shuffle, Jerry St. James. Oh, the nice people from McDonald's are here. Yes. The very nice folks at McDonald's in Melvindale have brought over bags of goodies for us here. An English muffin and tea for me, I suppose. It's very nice of them to drop on by. Hello. A lot of people here with cameras. I tell you, I think every newspaper in town has come out to watch the dummy hanging from the tire here today. A lot of TV stations are here. And a lot of nice folks driving by, flashing their lights. Hello there, dear. How are you? If you have a chance to drive by on I-94 and you're going past the tire, be sure to wave and flash your lights and blow your horn and blow your nose and say hello to us here. Our entire cast and crew is along. No one else up here with me. Billy Biceps back in the studio along with Rex King and Guido and Dave Wall and the rest of the guys. This is no small thing that's been going on here as far as engineering is concerned. And the DRQ engineering staff, Rob and Pete, have done a great job. In times of emergency, they were there saying, gee, I don't know what we're going to do now. Gee.
Still can't afford that hi-fi system, huh? Why not let Uncle Sam pay for it? At Audioland, your income tax refund check is worth 10% more than its face value toward the purchase of anything. Get 50% off TX Best In-Car Cassette, the AC5, now $79. Get 50% off all Pace CVs, like the 2300 for $69.95. Ah, the sounds of spring. Lawnmowers, hot rods, barking dogs. The perfect time to buy Audioland's retaliation system. With 80 watts RMS from Sony's 7055 receiver, PS4750 turntable, and gigantic TSI 500 speakers. So big, you can live in the right channel and rent out the left. Invest $849 at Audioland, and your neighbors will be singing Home, Home on the Mid-Range.
WPRQ. On the St. James radio program here. It's about 20 minutes before the 9 o'clock here from 93 FM on a Motown Friday, broadcasting live from high atop the Uniroyal Tire on I-94 because it's income tax day. And we kind of figured if I sit on the tire, the IRS would get the idea they could sit on it too. That was a little music from Chicago. RQ of Chicago, anything you want or any way you want or whatever it is. It's about 8:41, 19 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Hello there, dear. How are you? Yes, lovely. Broadcasting live from high atop the Uniroyal Tire on I-94 this morning here. It is Friday in the Motor City on the St. James radio program. I want to remind you the great 93 FM conversion is underway, and you can win big, and all you have to do is keep listening to the radio and leave it right here on WDRQ.
Within days, WDRQ's Q-Van will hit the streets of Detroit. And when it does, the Q-Man will give away $1,000 in 7 days. If you have an IQ in My Car bumper sticker, you could be a winner. And even if you don't, the Q-Van could still pull you over and convert you to 93 FM by giving you cash and prizes. $1,000 in 7 days from the Q-Van and 93 FM. WDRQ.
When I read that the experts considered Suzuki's new four-stroke the best 750 motorcycle going, I bought one. And you know what? The experts were right.
How come Roger DeCosta rides a Suzuki?
Because he never won a World Motocross Championship until he started riding Suzukis. Now he's won 5 of them. That answer your question?
Forget your troubles, get on Suzuki. You're gonna chase all your cares away.
Get your troubles. Get on a quick, easy riding, easy handling Suzuki. They're built for fun, designed to be the most trouble-free motorcycles in the world.
Forget your troubles, get on Suzuki. Forget your troubles, get on Suzuki.
Girls interested in photogenic photographic modeling, the Miss Photogenic contest is now taking applications. If you'd like further information, call 861-1617, or this rather 1716. That's 861-1716. That's 861-1716.
That's right, George. We got remedial reading classes going on out of EMU next week.
Go ahead.
It's 8:45 on the St. James program. This is going to fly now. Appropriate, I guess. Theme from the best picture of the year. That's Rocky. Gonna fly now with Jerry St. James on the radio, broadcasting live from high atop the Uniworld Tire on I-94. Rex King, the world's only singer weatherman, live back at the studio, comes up next.
Are you a sports purist or just greedy? You can be both during the Wolverine Championship Harness Meeting now through July 16th at DRC. The return of championship mile track harness racing to Michigan is great for the greedy because you're in the race from start to finish. It's easy picking because you get formful competition in every race. Over 135 lighted standards and 13 80-foot high beam towers eliminate shadows on Wolverine's super-fast championship mile track. The sports purist sees the beautiful standardbreds at their very best. Wolverine stretch drives are the most exciting in the world. Tonight's the night. Come on out. 10 races start at 8. Schoolcraft, Middlebelt, and Inkster Gates open at 6. So does the DRC Dining Room. Come on out.
Sometime after I say, Dick, you're fired. And Dick says,
you mean I'm going to be a welfare chiseler?
And Jane says,
Dick, we don't have any income and we don't have any assets.
The outrageous career of the Bonnie and Clyde of the San Fernando Valley begins.
I'm sorry, excuse me, but I'm afraid this is what they call a stick-up.
George Siegel is Dick, Jane Fonda is Jane, and I'm Ed McMahon. And we're all in Columbia Pictures Fun with Dick and Jane. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Now showing at theaters and drive-ins all over town. Check directories for one near you. I got that right.
Hey, you certainly did. It's about 12 minutes. Hello there. It's about 12 minutes in front of 9. And now live back at the studios from his hometown of Wyandotte, Michigan, on his way this morning to work as a welder at Great Lakes Steel. Ladies and germs, the world's only singing weatherman, Rex King. Hey!
Butter's on the radio line. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Morning, Jerry St. James up there on top of that tire there, boy. Morning, Dave Wall. Morning, George Moore. And morning to all of my Rex King Radio Rangers here. Lordy, how you doing up there, boy? I won't tell you, I think you're crazy as a loon for being up there on that big old wheel, but you got to do what you got to do, you know what I mean, boy? Let me get it together here, because I'm still sane this morning, and I got the weather for you for downtown Detroit and for all them suburbs, including Wyandotte, my dear hometown. Yeah, let me get myself together here. Hang on. Oh, boy, I tell you. Sometimes you can't even help out your feller man, Radio Rangers. One day I went over to the Red Cross yesterday afternoon, told them I wanted to give some blood. They said thanks, but no thanks. Said there ain't too much call these days for Budweiser positive. I told them that. Problem is, I don't know. Hang on. Cloudy today with a chance of showers by this afternoon. but I won't tell you, though. On the way in there to work this morning, I tell you, I've been having some bad luck lately. I got stopped by a policeman, give me a ticket, asked me why I was speeding. I told him, I says, I'm trying to make it to the gas station before the prices go up again, is what I told him. It's the truth, though, Radio Rangers. I tell you, cloudy tonight with a continued chance of rain in the Motor City. Yeah, and then last night my wife told me she wants separate beds. And that wouldn't be so bad, but she wants them in separate buildings. Now that is too much. Oh, Lordy, cloudy tomorrow with a high around 60 degrees or so. Yeah, I was walking down the street yesterday in downtown Wyandotte, don't you know, getting ready to go on out there to Starvin' Marvin's. The old bum comes up to me on the street. He says, hey, buddy, can you lend me 50 cents for the pay toilet? I says, what are you talking about? Pay toilet's only a dime. He says, yeah, I know, but I really got to go bad. It don't make no sense. All right, let me get on out of here now, Radio Rangers. Holy moly, hang on here now. Lordy, lordy, 42 degrees in downtown Detroit or somewhere thereabouts. 41 in the suburbs, and it's it is 7 in Wyandotte this morning. Indeed it is. I just want to say hi to all of my buddies out there at Great Lake Steel. I'm going to be out there with you in just a little while. Y'all hang on there for me. But I won't tell you, though, Radio Rangers, my wife come downstairs last night, don't you know, I was reading the paper. She's trying to act a little frisky there. She says to me, don't you think I have bedroom eyes? I told her, I says, well, I don't know about bedroom eyes, but you sure got basement boobs. I told her that. Why, Jared, it's so cold today. Why?
WCRQ.
And it's your thing with Jerry St. James, broadcasting live on this April 15th from high atop the Uniroyal Tire on I-94 as you drive by, wave flashlights, and blow your horn and say hello, because it's income tax day, and by sitting on top of the tire, we can tell the IRS to sit on it too. And we'll be up here till about 10 o'clock this morning from 93 FM. And now here's news and Dave Wall.
It's sunny, 45 degrees, becoming cloudy, mild today, high of about 67. Here's Q information at 8:55. Detroit's Renaissance Center, a $337 million riverfront complex, officially opens today with festivities that include Bob Hope and the communist mayor of Florence, Italy. Also on the guest list is Vice President Walter Mondale. Master of ceremonies will be Henry Ford II, the auto industry magnate who first proposed that project and was a leading financier. The top man at carmaker number 2 is farming out some of his power as he approaches eventual retirement. Henry Ford II says a three-man so-called office of his chief executive is going to run that company. Ford's son, 27-year-old Edsel, was not ready to start controlling.
Well, being his age, I'd say it was a good 10 years before. I'm making a hypothetical guess, but I think he needs a good 10 years under his belt before, you know, he could become a junior executive.
Henry Ford made it clear Thursday he's still in control of Ford's, but this is the first step towards eventual control by an outsider for the first time in the company's 74-year history. General Motors may start curtailing some manufacturing operations Monday if a five-day strike of its Delco manufacturing plant in Dayton, Ohio is not settled. Today's tax day, as Jerry mentioned, Internal Revenue Service reminding Americans they have until midnight to get their tax returns in the mail or pay a penalty. Many inner-city kids have never seen a cow. And that milk comes from bottles, they think. Just one example, the Reverend Jim Holly says, is a distorted reality isolated young people are living in Detroit. Reverend Holly and other city leaders are studying in Operation Washington to take 120 gang members and model students for a cultural interchange in the nation's capital this summer.